Ready when you are.
Roy scooped up concrete chips with his free hand and advanced slowly. Vince's right hand began to crackle once more. Unlike the first time, he continued to let the power build while keeping an eye on Roy. A volley of concrete buckshot whipped through the air. Vince leapt to the side as Roy darted closer. Vince dodged the strike at his legs and the punch that followed it. But Roy read his movements a little too well. Vince had reflexively blocked Roy's follow-through punch, and now Vince's right forearm was shattered. The pain was incredible. But Vince fought through it as he continued concentrating on his right hand, which was glowing white hot.
Damn it, Vince. You ain't making this easy, are you? Where did all that juice come from?
Mr. Transport took me to a lightning storm. I came ready to fight.
That you did.
The glow from Vince's hand was so bright it was difficult to look at.
I'm guessing that one is about 4 or 5 times stronger than the last.
Close as I could get.
But that forearm looks like hell, and you are obviously in a lot of pain. One more blow and I doubt even you could keep focus.
Roy was grinning now, even as he clearly readied himself for another charge.
Next one to land a clean hit, probably win then.
Looks that way.
Then let's make sure the winner really earns it.
Roy launched himself off the concrete. Vince had stopped consciously thinking about the moves he was making as he kept the power building. A lifetime of training was condensed down into a few steps and quick dodges. He was hanging in there, albeit always by a span of inches. Roy pretended to expose his left side, trying to bait Vince so he could counter. Even if it was a trap, it was the only chance Vince had. The room seemed to dim as Roy glowed with lightning. Vince stared at Roy. He was upright, but his uniform was a charred, tattered mess, and his hair smoked. His eyes were unfocused.
Yeah, about 5 times as much.